Hello everyone, my name is Sterling Nice. Today we will be reviewing the movie Top Gun Maverick. If you're wondering why I'm wearing the aviator glasses, it's just because Tom Cruise always wears the glasses and he looks awesome in them. Basically, Top Gun is after more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators. Pete Maverick Mitchell is where he belongs, pushing the envelope as a courageous tech pilot and dodging the advancement in rank that would ground him, training a detachment of graduates for a special assignment. Maverick must confront the ghosts of his past and his deepest fears, culminating in a mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice from those who choose to fly. So basically, the reason why I'm choosing to do Top Gun Maverick and not the first one or the first two or whatever is because like I just think I haven't seen the first two movies. They didn't, like, the previews didn't look that interesting to me, but this preview did. We can have a quick look at the preview really quick. Do you want to? What is it loading? Huh. Okay. The video isn't loading right now, which is kind of annoying. Hold on. Let me try to look it up. Top Gun Maverick preview. Top Gun to Maverick trailer.
Question. Nope. Would you build a website for a major brand with more than 200 million users using Wix? Okay.
+30 years of service. Combat medals, citations. Only man to shoot down 3 enemy planes in the last 40 years.
I don't know.
You won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die. You should be at least a 2-star admiral by now. Yet here you are. Captain. Why is that?
Yeah.
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's the Top Gun Maverick trailer. Great movie overall. Yeah, I was just playing that for those of you on YouTube. So I don't know if that was a real preview or if that was just like a fan made it. I'm not too sure. I wasn't really paying attention to the Top Gun preview, but I remember most of it. But overall, pretty good movie. There's a lot of talking in it, and like I have very sensitive ears, and there were many loud scenes in that movie, and I basically had like plugged my ears the whole time. This part isn't about the movie, it's about the movie theater. It was so cold. It was like an icebox. It was like the produce or freezer section at Costco. It was so cold. Wanna know the reason why they do that? So you buy their blankets. And they cost $20 each. It's ridiculous. Have I bought a blanket from the lot? I think I have. It was about like $13 or $15, but like way too much for a blanket, that's for sure. But overall, great movie. It was loud. I assume most of you watching have seen it. I guess you could rewatch it if you want. But let's look at some audience reviews. It got great reviews overall. 4.8 out of 5. Let me share my screen with you so I can prove it. Okay. Here's one by Tyler Skeen. Okay. That review is way too long. Let's see. Oh my god. These people have a lot to say for Top Gun. Okay, I'll just read one paragraph from this guy named... Oh, from this lady named Fiona De Vera. Sorry, man. I was really looking forward to watching this movie, not only because of how highly acclaimed it is by critics, but primarily because of how much people raved about it online. Additionally, since big names were appearing, the expectations were set relatively high. And despite being a couple of months late in getting on the bandwagon, I am delighted to see that it does live up to the hype. That's the only paragraph I'm going to read, because this. I have so many tabs open on my computer; it's ridiculous. I have Buzzsprout open, which is the host for my podcast. I have YouTube Studio open. How to bake blueberry muffins? I did bake blueberry muffins earlier today. That's better. Okay, yeah. Overall, I like the movie. I didn't see too much wrong with it. If you don't really like the loud noises, you can watch it. Just bring your headphones or your AirPods or whatever. But great movie overall. This is kind of a short episode today. It's just because, like, for those of you who can see me on YouTube, I'm just like scrolling. I never found this out, but like you can go through like all the things that like show my name and everything. I can't figure out which one I like more. You can pick different colors. Wow. Okay, I'm wasting my time. Yeah, but overall, pretty good movie. I recommend you see it. I think you can. Let's see where you can watch it. Top Gun Maverick streaming. Jesus Christ. MGM Plus. I didn't even know that was a thing. Paramount Plus, the Roku channel, Google Play, Fandango at home, Amazon Prime Video, Sling TV, Philo. Not pillow, philo, Apple TV and YouTube TV. Oh, never mind. Yeah, it says YouTube TV as well. But here's a photo. Let me share you a photo of like Tom Cruise with the aviators on. I'm just trying to make this episode 10 minutes long. I'm just stalling. Okay, that's like the super young Tom Cruise Top Gun. Nice. I think I resemble him. I definitely resemble him. Okay, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. Please hit the like and subscribe button. For more episodes, look below. I will see you all in the next one. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.